Hey, I'm selling all of my shit and quitting the band. It's been a while since we had any fun or made any new fans. My friends are starting families, and I feel so left out. I guess I'll have to grow up now and throw all my dreams out. I'm moving on, I'm standing still. I guess I'll try you one more time to make it up that hill. I'm moving on, I'm standing still. Guess I'll try you one more time to make it up that hill, to make it up that great big hill. Should've seen it coming there. The golden days don't last. Well, I guess we had our fun, but it all went too fast. I'm looking in the rearview mirror, letting off the gas. It's hard to steer and hold your beer with one eye on the past. I'm moving on, I'm standing still. I guess I'll try you one more time to make it up that hill. I'm moving on, I'm standing still. I guess I'll try you one more time to make it up that hill, to make it up that hill, to make it up that great big hill. Trying to find a reason why I keep on coming back. It's hard to see the light of day when your whole world is black. You can't find a silver lining when you're standing in the pouring rain, filling up the gutter, taking all the blame. I'm moving on, I'm standing still. I guess I'll try you one more time to make it up that hill. I'm moving on, I'm standing still. Guess I'll try you one more time to make it up that hill, to make it up that hill, to make it up that hill, to make it up that great big hill.
Hey there, it's Dave Michaels, and we're in the studio with two outstanding local 518 singer-songwriters. You know, I love it when you're bowled over by music and it just hits you. And this is one of them. Wow. Just incredible. These two guys here playing that song called Moving On. We have M.R. Palopoulos, or Mike Palopoulos, who performs solo as well as in a duo called Platypus and the band Rebel Darling. And Zach Hay, who fronts the North and South Dakotas, both of whom are no strangers to EXT Airwaves. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming on in and playing some songs for us here today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. You two together. And I want to tell the listeners here at home, you guys just performed that for the first time together today. Zach, that's one of your songs, and the North and South Dakota is that song. And Mike, you just learned it on the spot. And really cool. That's the magic that's going to be happening this Sunday, the 15th. The songwriting talents of these two, as well as Adam Brockway from Eastbound Jesus, will be on display at the newly renovated Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs for the Americana Songwriters in the Round. It's going to be quite the show. CafeLena.org for tickets. You know, songwriting is a true talent. It's a skill. Both of which you guys possess. And Mike, I know you've moved to the brink of civilization where there's hardly any phone service, even internet access. So there's a lot of time to spend reading books and being one in the wilderness and nature. And Zach as well, where do you both gather inspiration for your songs from?
I'd say daily life and probably some of the music that I'm listening to.
Yeah, I'd say daily life as well. Music's a big one, and books and other people's stories, be they from people I meet or, you know, the stories they tell through their literature. Those are certainly influences and inspirations.
Is it a conscious thing, though, when you write a song to take, oh, wait a second, I just had this interaction with this person, or I had this experience outside here, and I'm going to use that for a song? Or
I'd say there's a healthy mix. I'd say some of the most prolific songwriters are, what's the phrase, you know, 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration, and just like running through the difficulties of it and just practice. And, you know, I've got some of that. I wish I had more of that, of the perspiration. But sometimes, and for whatever reason, this has happened on multiple occasions, I'll be hanging out with friends and we'll be picking around and, you know, playing music and such. And I'll go to the bathroom and an idea strikes me while I'm in the bathroom. I'm serious about this. I come out of the bathroom and like, guys, I got an idea for a song. This has happened on multiple occasions. It just happened a couple weeks ago with some good buddies of mine in Boston. But the song's just about done. I think I'm going to be doing that on the 15th. But anyway, you never know. But if inspiration hits, jump on it. Otherwise, man, work hard at it.
And thankfully, there's a bathroom around anytime inspiration is hitting for you. Zach, same for you?
I would agree. Strike while the iron's hot. If you're feeling good about it, go for it. I think the brain likes what it knows, and I think the brain likes what it doesn't know as well. So you take a little bit of both.
Now, I've heard from a lot of different songwriters, and I want to know if it's true. The best songs are the ones that are quick and easy to write that just pour out of you.
I don't know if that's true for songs I've heard, you know, some of the best songs I've heard, you know, I don't know whether they've just poured out of the songwriters, but definitely for me, some of the best songs that I consider the ones that I've written are the ones that kind of took me over instead of me pouring over a verse and trying to find the right rhyme. So they're probably some of the simplest songs I've written too, ones that have just come out and everything just kind of meshed.
Now, who are some of your heroes, guys? Who do you look up to? Zach?
As far as songwriting, I guess we could talk about John Prine.
Oof, yeah.
I mean, really any of the greats. Currently, I listen to a lot of Dawes.
Yeah.
His writing is amazing. Very honest.
He kind of sounds like Jackson Browne. Is that right? Yeah.
A little bit.
I agree.
There's definitely some influence.
Okay.
But I really appreciate the place that he comes from. And the way that he writes, it's very easy to tell what he's talking about and where he's coming from. Smart guy.
Yeah. Mike, you?
I got a mainstay. Jeffrey Folcall always amazes me. You know, I can't say enough about that fellow. Sometimes I listen to his songs. I'm like, I read that book. Kind of a thing I hear every now and again. Certainly John Prine and some of those greats, like Towns Van Zandt. I think I'm going to play a Towns Van Zandt tune at on the 15th. I mean, this is an endless conversation. We could go on and on, just digging and digging and digging. But right now, I'm listening to a fella named Ian Fitzgerald. He's bowling me over with a lot of his tunes, and has been for a few years now. Yeah, I'll stop there while I'm ahead.
And Ian is going to be dropping by the studio here next week as well.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see him and hear some of his songs right here in the studio. Tell us about this Americana Songwriters in the Round this Sunday, Cafe Lena. What can people expect?
Probably the three of us sitting on stage being a little awkward at first. generally probably goofing around. I'm hoping that the three of us can meet up for a beer or two beforehand and, lubricate the interaction, so to speak. But I imagine there's going to be some stories, some laughs, and a whole lot of tunes, and maybe me messing up one of Adam's tunes, trying to play lead over it or singing some bad harmony, and maybe some of those guys jumping on my tunes and making them all the better. Yeah, I imagine that there's going to be a lot of that.
And you guys are not rehearsing, right? This is all going to be in the moment.
More or less, I think we're going to try to get together and, you know, work out maybe a handful of tunes yeah.
Can we expect to hear new music from M.R. Palopoulos or Rebel Darling and the North and South Dakotas?
My guys are working on some new tunes right now, hopefully a new EP in the next couple months, maybe six tracks or so. But currently playing mostly local gigs and enjoying being home for the holidays.
There's definitely new music. I've got enough tunes for a new album, and I'm dragging my feet on recording it.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Your least favorite thing to do?
Sitting down
as a songwriter.
I love playing music in front of people. I love playing music, sitting around the living room and playing music. I love it. And then the recording is let's make sure that this mic is in the right position for half an hour. It's a difficult thing to do, but I'm just making excuses for being lazy.
We got to do something like this and just drop the mics on the guitars and the vocals here, hit record, and just put it out.
Yeah, okay.
I think we should do something like that. Mike Palopoulos of Rebel Darling, Zach Hay of the North and South Dakotas, together with Adam Brockway from Eastbound Jesus. You can see them, all of them, at the newly renovated Cafe Lena, 47 Phyla Street in downtown Saratoga Springs, this Sunday, beginning at 7 p.m. Check out cafelena.org for tickets. Sarah Cragg, the director, her staff, the board, they've really made something special, even more special there.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I can't wait to visit this place.
Me too, man.
I remember the old place, and the charm is still there. They turned it up to 11, right?
Yeah.
One louder, right? Guys, your websites too, eastboundjesus.com. I know we want to get that one out there for Adam. You could check out that truly amazing six-piece roots rockin' band. Your websites?
We're going to be nsdakotas.com.
And rebeldarling.com.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we'll see you this Sunday at the beautifully renovated Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs for the Americana Songwriters in the Round. Starts at 7 p.m. CafeLena.org for tickets. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
You going to bowl us over with another beautiful song?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to send this one out to Adam as somewhat of a joke. It's a very serious song, but Adam, since you didn't join us today, this one's for you.
Tell a lie, white or black, it's your own affair to time. Take time, but as you do, it's been leaving you behind. And we'll see where you belong. after your love is gone. And we'll see where you belong after your love is gone. Go to work and do your dollars add up to the sum of your worth. And check your phone and all your friends are there, but you're standing here alone. We'll see where you belong after your love is gone. And we'll see where you belong after your love is gone. Pick a belief, and does it help you up or push you down on your knees? And say a prayer, but what do you do for the one who's actually there? And we'll see where you belong after your love is gone. And we'll see where you belong after your love is gone. And we'll see where you belong after your love is gone.